From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Nathan Lawrence. Monday, the Supreme Court ruled 5-3 that several regulations in place for Texas abortion clinics limited access to abortions without improving care. Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk took a look at what this decision could mean for providers in Missouri.
Kristen Metcalf-Wilson says she just couldn't help herself.
What do we want?
Access!
When do we want it?
Always!
What do we want?
Access!
When do we want it?
Always!
She's the lead clinician for Planned Parenthood of Kansas in Mid-Missouri, which operates the Planned Parenthood Clinic in Columbia. On Monday evening, Metcalf-Wilson and about 30 others gathered to celebrate the Supreme Court's decision that some regulations for abortion providers in Texas were a, quote, undue burden.
So, at 9 o'clock this morning, which I was so happy they didn't make me wait all day long, the Supreme Court had set precedence for us, which is one of the biggest decisions for reproductive rights in 20 years.
The regulations specifically addressed in the lawsuit, Whole Woman's Health et al. Versus Hellerstedt, were about admitting privileges for doctors performing abortions and the required ambulatory surgical center license for abortion facilities. Metcalf-Wilson explains.
The decision just this morning said that those specific restrictions don't improve the quality of care for women and, in fact, only decrease the access because it closes clinics in Texas.
So you may be wondering, what does this decision specifically regarding Texas mean for Missouri, a state with similar regulations for abortion providers and clinics? Well, at the moment, no one's quite sure.
A lot of people would think, well, then if this decision passed down today, can you provide abortion services tomorrow? Well, the answer would be no. But our legal team is looking at now challenging those restrictions at our state.
Basically, legal teams for Planned Parenthood of Kansas and Mid-Missouri are determining whether or not this ruling applies to Missouri, and if so, how to proceed and how to challenge the laws. This is especially important to the Columbia Clinic because their physician has been unable to regain admitting privileges since the University of Missouri healthcare system withdrew privileges last year, and the clinic's ambulatory surgical center license is set to expire in just a number of days.
So June 30th is when our license for ambulatory surgical status ends. So it is a kind of a crunch time for us to see if we can either meet the current restrictions or how we can either stay pending proceedings with the decision from the Supreme Court today.
While Metcalf-Wilson and others were celebrating the Supreme Court's decision on Monday, several individuals were standing in the 90-plus degree weather outside the Columbia Clinic, less than a mile away.
My name is Kathy Fork, and I am with the Columbia 40 Days for Life.
This group is outside of the Columbia Planned Parenthood Clinic every day, praying and offering information to people who come to the clinic. Fork says, to her, the decision was disheartening.
We care about women, we care about their safety, we care about their health, and we want to make sure that they are receiving the correct health benefits that they should by being seen in a center that meets basic standard regulatory procedures that are put in place for their safety.
Metcalf-Wilson says,
we have a commitment to bring back abortion services in Columbia. We are committed to that.
But regardless of what this decision means for Missouri or for the Columbia Clinic's future as an abortion provider, the clinic is still there providing other health services for the community.
We are open and we provide care no matter what. We will still be there doing general gynecology, transgender care, HIV prevention, family planning, reproductive health services as we always have.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith.